This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know, there is a certain rhythm to business and economic news. Government reports like the one we started with today, initial jobless claims, they come out on a regular schedule. So too do corporate reports. Every 3 months, we spend some time on this program talking about earnings announcements. Usually, it's the headline numbers, profits and losses. This quarter, though, as we start getting the first announcements of the pandemic era, we can forget about profits for a whole lot of companies. Losses are likely to be a given. And as Marketplace Justin Ho reports, by digging just a little bit deeper, you can find some useful clues as to the coronavirus effect.
One important indicator of a company's health is how much cash it has on its balance sheet. Donna Hittrich teaches at Columbia's business school. She says having a lot of cash on hand helps a company keep the lights on.
Cash gives you time. You can think about your higher order needs, right? Rather than just survival.
Earnings reports also reveal how companies earn money, whether it's in cold hard cash or in debts and IOUs. Hittrich says investors will be paying close attention to cash flow and whether a company's business model can continue to generate cash through the crisis.
If I have two companies, right, one does most of its sales on credit and another does most of them on cash. I don't know. I'd rather invest in the company that does most of their sales on cash.
Many companies are trying to free up cash that they've been spending on share buybacks and dividends.
Every moment to look at my screen and see another company that is canceling its dividend.
Francis Donald is an economist with Manulife Investment Management. Ford, Boeing, and the sportswear giant Adidas are just some of the companies that have canceled dividends recently. Last month, AT&T, Wendy's, JPMorgan Chase, and other big banks canceled share buybacks.
And it does really highlight how difficult this environment is.
You can also learn something about this economy by comparing a number of earnings reports side by side. For instance, Jim Vogel at FHN Financial says earnings reports can paint a picture of how consumers are spending.
Are people spending money on autos? Are they spending money on improving their home offices?
Vogel says other indicators of how companies are doing come from what's said during conference calls when earnings reports come out.
People will hunt through for keywords and begin to try to compile impressions about what's happening in the economy, focusing not on the numbers, but on what people are saying.
Analysts are especially eager to hear about how executives are thinking about the long term. Omar Aguilar is CIO of Charles Schwab Investment Management.
And I'm sure that analysts and analyst calls will focus on, you know, when do they expect the recovery to begin and when do they expect their companies to just be able to recover.
The Securities and Exchange Commission is encouraging companies to disclose how efforts to fight COVID-19 could change their operations and what steps they're taking to protect their employees. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.